Blog Talk Radio.
And I said to the people the other day on the Lifeline that as the people of God, the saints of God, stand together, even on how the enemy has tried to take the money from the people of God, if we stand together and say it's my money and I want it now, and claim it by faith in the name of Jesus, I believe it will release blessings in the spirit realm. You see, one can put 1,000 to flight, 2 10,000, but how many demons can be put to flight that are holding the money back by numerous saints of God? And so we're coming together, and we're just agreeing together that God is real. And the main thing we're coming together to do is to pray. We believe that prayer will change things. And a day without prayer is a wasted day. God bless you. This is the new awakening.
Recorded.
This is the new awakening. Amen. It is a spiritual shift from the give me, give me, give me mode to the thank you, thank you, thank you mode. For ages, people have approached God as, Lord, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. When we have changed it from the give me mode to the thank you for this, thank you for that, thank you for waking me up this morning, thank you for starting me on my way, thank you for good health, thank you for good strength, thank you for my family, and this, we changed it to the thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, oh my God. And the more you thank him, the more he'll bless you. Now, the Holy Ghost showed me as I was on my way here to my mother's house, the Holy Ghost showed me that some of you have asked the Lord for something. You've been in a storm and your back was against the wall, and you asked God for something, and it doesn't seem like he brought it out all right. Haven't you learned yet that God normally moves in the ninth hour, because he knows that people are going to try everything other than him. And he will not share his glory with anybody. So he'll let you get yours out. You try this, try that, try this person, try that person, alone on this, alone on that, do this and do that. And after you have exhausted everything you can, come here with a widow woman who had blood disease, and she had spent everything she could spend. Yeah. But she went in the difficult time, and she pressed her way through the press. Oh, my God. And when she got through the press, all she could do was, as I surmise this text, all she could do is get to the hem of his garment and touch the hem of his garment. But she was in the ninth hour when she touched the hem of his garment. It looked like it would not be so. It looked like everything had failed her. It looked like it was over for her. And when she pressed through the press, she touched the hem of his garment. And that's when her miracle happened. Oh, my God. Somebody on this line I'm talking to, you have been in the press too long. It seems like you won't make it. It seems like it's over for you. Don't you know that that's the time when God performs a miracle? Nobody can get his glory then but God. Uh-huh. You've exhausted everything you can. Looks like it's over. And man cannot take his glory. And God will step in and bring a miracle to you. And all you can do is say, God did it. That's all I know. I tried everything I know. But God did it. He stepped in. See, that's how God gets his glory. He does things that man has exhausted himself on. And all you can do then is say, God did it. Well, somebody's on this line who's going to be saying God did it. Somebody's on this line who's going to say, God made a way for me. God brought me out. God lifted the heavy burden and God lightened the heavy load. God did it for you. I don't normally go this way, but the Lord is leading this way. Somebody, your back is against the wall and you don't know how you're going to get out. But I'm trying to tell you that in the ninth hour, he'll reveal himself. if you don't faint. Amen. And let us be not weary in well doing, for in due season, if you don't faint, God will bring you out all right. Okay? God bless you. Let me have a word of prayer with all of you. Heavenly Father, I'm not trying to be anything great. I don't even claim ever, Lord, to be a wonder, but I do claim that I serve the wonder. And what a wonder about you, God. You're so ultra awesome, so ultra phenomenal. Oh, God. Can't nobody do what you can do. Yeah. I've had my back against the wall many, many times. And all I can say is God did it. You brought me out. Oh, can't nobody solve problems like you. Can't nobody fix it like you. Can't nobody make a way like you. Can't nobody lift us up when we're down but you, God. God, can't nobody send what we need but you. Our trust is in you. We've sold out to you, and we can't get any help any other way but through you, because you're all we have, all we need, and you're all we want. We just brag about you everywhere, because you never failed us. Sometimes we don't know why people, when they get sick, they go to the doctor the first thing, and yet there's a hospital with a doctor who's never lost a case right before him. And they pass by the church house, the hospital that where they should be going, and they pass by the man of God who represents the doctor who never lost a case. And they go there and let somebody cut on them and operate. And yet you have a divine scalpel where you don't have to even make the incision and go inside and pull a man's heart and massage it with the anointing of the Holy Ghost and get it working again. Oh, God, thank you. Nobody can do what you do. We ask that you look on this prayer line today. Every person who got up for you, Lord, I've noticed something, that whenever people make a sacrifice for you, you will show up and show out. Thank you for it. I want you to bind the enemy. Yeah. And I hear you saying you bind him. I do bind him, and I cast him out according to your word. Whatever we bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. Thank you for it. And God bless the people today. Open up the windows of heaven. Pour my blessings that they don't have room to receive. Yeah, we thank you for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and added no sorrow. I pray that you take over this line and do phenomenal miracles. Amen. Somebody needs one. I feel it in the spirit realm. And thank you for all that you've done, even for the enemies that come against us, God. We thank you for that. You said thank you for everything, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. I even thank you for those who've gone out and somehow trying to copy what we're doing. Amen. And starting prayer lines here and there. And instead of joining together, God, thank you for the crab mentality of how people, the enemy tries to keep God's people from working together. But God, through it all, you get all the glory. And we thank you for it. Now, Holy Ghost, I'm asking you to take over today. Yeah, come in the room and touch people who are sick. Oh, heal. God, come in the room and move on those who are down. Come in the room and lift those who are down in the name of Jesus. And take over, Lord. We'll give you the glory. We'll give you the praise. All the adoration belongs to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We ask these things. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. Yeah, praise the Lord. Oh, God, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the anointing, saturating this line. Yeah, thank you for healing virtue going out now. Oh, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I wonder if there's anybody on the line who the Lord has done something for. Would you come off of mute and just help me thank the Lord for what he's done? Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank
you. Oh, God, thank you, 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 thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, 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 thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, God, we glory in you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless all of you. I just want to get some praise reports. I got a praise report. I got a praise report to kick us off this morning. Last night, we went on the block line. And some of you all come on there. We collectively give God over 2 billion praises a night, perhaps way above that. But we had the line, something happened to it, a lot of feedback on the line and echoing last night. And the devil thought he had us. And I start thinking, you know, if I said, the word said, the set would go set. If I said joy, it would go joy, 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 joy. And I said, well, my God, the devil trying to think that he's going to destroy what we're trying to do here tonight. And I just began to realize that the devil was blessing us rather than cursing us. So I just hollered, Jesus! And he just, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I just hollered, Jesus. I said, oh, my God, this is helping us get the name of Jesus everywhere. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, my God. The devil got so mad he got off the line. So, praise the Lord. Amen. You know what? You know what? Some of y'all ought to go around the house today just holler, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Demons believe. Oh, God bless you. The name, at the name of Jesus, I was in the book, y'all. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Amen. Let me just try something this morning. If you got a pain in your body anywhere, I want you to place, not yet, but when I tell you to, place your hand on that pain. If you've got an illness in your body, if the doctor has said you got something in your body, I don't care what it is, you do know that whenever Jesus is in the room, you do know that everything is subject to him. I don't know if you've ever worked in your life. I surmise that it should be so that you have. That you have worked in your life. And even in the spirit realm, I perceive that some of you have had problems on your job. And the devil is trying his best to taunt you, T-A-U-N-T, taunt you, and try to aggravate you, and try his best to make you do some things that you shouldn't do on your job with anger, through anger rather, because he's trying to set you up. Oh! The Holy Ghost revealed it. He said he's trying to set you up. But let me tell you something. You've been set up for a blessing. Mm-hmm. Then hold your peace and let him have it. You're set up for a blessing. God's sending people to fight for you. But here's what I want y'all to do. When I tell you to, I want you to lay your hand on that illness. If it's a heart problem, put it over your heart. If it's a kidney problem, put it over your kidney. And whatever the problem is, put your hand. First of all, lift that hand right now. Lift it up in there. Father, you said ask and it shall be given. And I'm asking you, as you see these hands lifted, anoint these hands through the auspices of the Holy Ghost. And let the anointing be on the hand for that individual. David prayed for himself, Lord. And I'm asking you to anoint these hands as they pray for themselves. And as I pronounce the prayer, God, that you would bring divine healing. God, a point of contact. May I say this, Lord, that Moses stood at the Red Sea, and you asked him, what do you have in your hand? Moses said, a rod. I have, the stick, Lord. It is a rod, God said. And he said, stretch it out. And Moses stretched out the rod, and the whole Red Sea opened up. God, you can use the stick. And if you can use a stick, you can use these hands. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm coming to you in your name. And you said, whatever I ask you, whatever, I read it in the book, and your book cannot lie. I read it in the Bible, that if I ask anything in your name, you would do it. And you're going to do it that the Father may be glorified. And I'm asking you in your name, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank God. All of you who have your hand up, that you've had enough faith to receive this prayer. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. When I say the word Jesus forcefully, I want you to lay your hand on your problem. I'm going to say it like an echo, but I want you to lay your hand on your problem. And do it right now. Jesus, 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 Mind the devil. And I command you, take your hands off Satan. The resurrection blood of Jesus go to him. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Lucifer. In the name of Jesus. Take this. Get out. In Jesus. Thank God.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Magnify your name. Glorify
you. Glory.
Some things, or we're all going through some painy things, But oh, praise God. The Lord is standing by, waiting on us, our cries. We suppose we surrender everything to him. Little mountains and big mountains, things that will grow in our hearts. We ask God to bind everything that's not like him and give us the mind of Christ, a mind to live this life by the day, not one day, but all 87 or 24. We just love the Lord. Lord, I love you. I want you to bless us the more. And we know if you do the blessing, it will all be right. Oh, God, I ask you to bless everyone all over the nation. Bless our families. Bless our home. Let, oh, God, homes be blessed. Our children be blessed. Oh,
this
grandchildren.
This service is provided by freeconferencing.com. Please enter
send
your access blessing. Code followed by the pound.
In the name of
this
Jesus.
Menu will repeat.
My soul is in the
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Some faith, Lord, give us more. More faith than me.
Recorded.
In the name of Jesus. My soul, yes, Lord. God bless, 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 bless everyone in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thanks, Lord.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the voice of Mother Abby Johnson.
Yes.
Amen. I say a walking miracle. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. God bless all of you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I want to have a few praise reports. If you got a praise report, I'm open the line for anybody who wants to say something about Jesus. You got a praise report? Jump in there and give that praise report. Anybody? The Lord been good to you? Brought you out? I know he has. Don't hold your peace. Jump in there now and give the Lord a praise report. Who has the next praise report? Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I have a praise report. Chief Ambassador, this is Ambassador-elect Mother Woods. You prayed for my son, and I got a call at 4 o'clock this morning. He is in London, and he's doing fine. And I'm just thinking, hallelujah, glory to God. And
hallelujah.
Thinking, praise the Lord for taking him safe, and I thank God. And I have another praise report on last night. My daughter was at the mall, and she had her purse in the basket, and she didn't realize it. The store was getting ready to close, and her wallet, without her knowing, fell out of her purse into the basket. And when she got halfway home, she realized it and called back. And they had closed the mall, but they told her to come back. And when she came back, her wallet had been turned in to the lost, and hallelujah. She didn't have any money in it. She just had her credit cards and everything, and she called and said, Mama, everything is in my wallet. Everything, all my cards, and nothing is missing. And I just thank you, Jesus. And we were just praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is a good God, and I'm just so thankful to just know that he's our Savior. He watches over us. He protects us, he shields us, and I just thank God, and I just thank you so much for this prayer line. Hallelujah, glory to God, and all your prayers. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. I tell you, here the praise of Mother Johnson, still praying. Amen. My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. The Lord did that. I know y'all were shouting. Anybody who's ever lost anything knows how important that is. Maybe not dollar bills in there, but all the license and credit cards, that's a lot of time involvement and a lot of trouble to get that back. God bless you. Thank God for that praise report. Somebody else, has God done something for you? I know he has, but let's get you to tell it. Amen. What did he do for you? The line is open to you. Who else has a praise report?
Ambassador Pike, you're just giving a shout out this morning to the Lord,
to Chief Ambassador, to Mother Johnson for their wonderful prayer, to all the First Fruit Prayer Saints. I am thanking God for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Glory to God. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am thanking and praising God for this day, another day. I tell you, it's just a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing just to wake up to a bright morning where the sun is shining. The storm has passed over, and now we can see the sunshine. And I am praising His many, many blessings, His many miracles. Yesterday morning, I know my name was called, but we had so many people stopping by and coming to the door and trying not to make a noise in the background on the prayer line. But I am praising God for His goodness, for His mercy. Thank God, because we had prayed for this couple at a church, Chief Ambassador. They had filed bankruptcy, and the Lord allowed them through bankruptcy to be put in a new house, built, got new vehicles, and all the people around them that was connected to them were able to get new vehicles. And on the midst of that, there was healing taking place in the people's body. One lady had this eye disease that was causing her to go blind, and she couldn't work anymore. And the Lord even healed her sight. She was telling me, and they said, Dr. Pfeiffer, did we tell you that Sister so-and-so could see now? And I am just praising God. And this was during the day that we had prayed for a young lady, and she had a stroke, and she was limping on a cane and pulling the leg and pulling the hand to pull the leg. And by the time we prayed for the lady, threw the cane away and the walker away, ran out the door. And they said, that lady put that stuff away and ran out that door. And I was waiting on her to give a praise report, because I like to introduce them to the prayer line when something like this miraculous takes place, and only God can do it. And I tell them, I say, it has nothing to do with me. You should meet the people I pray with every morning. You should wake up in the, with them every morning in this prayer and in this praise. Go to sleep with them every night, hallelujah, in this prayer to God and in this praise. And what a glorious time we've had on this prayer line. God has worked miracles until you can't tell them all. So I am just praising God for what He has already done. And I do see sunshine out here this morning. The rain is gone. And I'm thanking God for a brand new day. God bless you and keep us in
God bless you. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Amen. Wonderful. God bless you. All right. Is there anybody else on the line who wants to thank the Lord and tell what He's done for you? Anybody? Oh, thank God. You want to tell what the Lord has done for you? Anybody?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. A wonderful Wednesday.
Hold on just a minute. Wait just a minute. Hold on just a minute.
This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. The Lord has brought me from way. Oh, I was down in the valley. It looked like I've been through so much. But I'm learning so much more than I did before. But the Lord has blessed me from every hand and side. I thank God because He's taking care of me. This is about the seventh month that I've been in the home.
This is Sister Elect Farsheet, Sister Linda, and I just want to say, good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. I hear God bells whenever you're near. So I just want to shout it out. You know, good morning, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's so good to be in the land of the living this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My God, is this this sister Farsheet from
from Utah?
Yes, sir.
My God, and you're coming up. You're coming up, Sister Forshee. I don't think I've ever heard you this excitement, this excited and this animated. God bless you so much, Sister Forshee. Lord bless you and keep you. All right, that's Sister Forshee. Now, I want to challenge y'all to do something. I want to challenge y'all during the day when the Lord does something for you. Some of y'all have forgotten so much that he did for you yesterday. But I want to challenge you to put it down or something and purpose in your mind to come to the prayer line with the testimony about what he did. Because many of y'all have forgotten about what he's done for you during the day. And it was something tremendous. And you don't even remember it. So evidently you don't, because you're not rushing to tell it. Amen. I'm giving you the opportunity. Let me have a couple more praise reports. I thought we had Charlotte Gray on the line who was going to tell it, and she was so kind to let Mother Johnson go first, you know, age mother like that. And that was so kind of you. But Charlotte Gray, are you still there?
I absolutely am.
Well, that was kind of you. Go ahead and give your praise report.
My praise report is good morning again. First fruit prayer line. I'm just thanking God on just a heart dissect transplant that he is doing within me. I am thanking God because he is teaching me how to guard my lips. He is giving me wisdom in my mindset of thinking. I'm just thanking God. As Mother Johnson just was saying, clean hands. Clean hands. I thank God for that confirmation, letting me know that he's watching and he's available. And he is taking notes, and I'm thanking God for everything that he is doing for the Gray family. Not only the Gray family, but every family that's attached to the First Fruit Prayer Line and the family that we're praying for through this vine. I just thank God for what he is doing. It is a wonderful Wednesday. I'm so glad that God decided to wake me up and let me tell the glory of God on this heart transplant that he has given Charlotte Gray. God bless you. Have a good day.
Beautiful. That's Pastor-elect Charlotte Gray. God bless you. All right. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis.
Mother Willie Johnson, we've been missing you, Mother.
Well, ain't nobody been saying nothing, but thank God I'm still on the throne. I thank praise God for another day, a brand new day that I've never seen before and will never see again. I just thank you, praise God, for the prayer line. I listen, I hear, but I just thank God. Sometimes you just have to sit back and listen. And thank God for Mother Johnson. She is still working. Wise as day. And I thank and praise God for each and every one that's on the prayer line. So y'all just keep me in your prayers.
Beautiful. That's Ambassador-elect Mother Willie Johnson. God bless you. Thank you so much. We'll take one more praise report.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Smith from Arkansas. And Mother Willie Johnson, you were just in my spirit. I was going to ask Chief Ambassador today for your phone number. I put on a red suit this weekend, and all I could do was chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. Mother Johnson, anytime you put on a red suit, praise the Lord. And I look at it as the blood of Jesus, but I missed hearing your voice. And don't think that your voice did not go unnoticed, because I think several people at the same time were saying, I didn't hear Mother Johnson. So my praise report this morning, it's a blessing to hear your voice, woman of God. Hallelujah. You are never forgotten. You can't be forgotten. There's no way that you can sit back, because you know what? The Holy Ghost in me is not going to let you. I love you with the love of the Lord all the way from Arkansas. And God bless you. And I'm just thankful to be alive. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank God for you. Amen.
Thank you.
You want to respond, Mother Johnson? Go ahead. Amen.
Thank you.
We miss that. Thank you. Thank you. We miss that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Mother Willie Johnson. All right. We do want to get some prayer requests today and have prayer for you. Anybody want to take those prayer requests? I'll yield the floor to you if you would like to do that. Otherwise, we'll continue. Anyone? going to take those prayer requests. Let's jump in there and say, Chief, I'll do it. Anyone? All right. God bless you. Are there any prayer requests? If so, please give them this precious, precious time. Anyone having a prayer request? Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Bernita, area
616.
This is Ambassador-elect Bernita, area code 616.
We hear you. Amen.
Okay. I would like to request prayer for my mother and for Sister Carrie. Also for, I can't think of her name right now, but Ambassador-elect, I haven't heard her lately on the prayer line. She was the one that gave me the number, but her name slips my mind.
Well,
anyway, I met her in Florida, and she gave me the number for the prayer line. And
Lady Gunner? Lady Guy?
No, not her.
All right.
She attended the women's convention. She sells hats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Dr. Lacey. All right. We'll pray for Dr. Lacey.
Yeah, Dr. Lacey, Carrie, and my mother. Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
I asked you a question, Dr. Gus. Prince, I need you to pray for Sister Hazel Brown. She's in hospital. She's very ill. I think she had a heart problem. And she's very sick. And pray for Sister O'Fall. She has a heart problem. And also Sister Gloria Boyd. She has a heart problem. So I appreciate if you pray for them. They're close to me. And I thank God that he's keeping me.
Okay. Give me that first name. Hazel Brown.
Sister Aula Ford.
Iona Ford.
Aula Ford. Sister Gloria Barnes.
Okay. All right. God bless you and you.
Remember me.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? All right. God bless you. Let's take these names and get prayer for these persons. I want you to pray for Ambassador-elect Bernita Frierson. Amen. And Dr. Mary Lacey and Sister Carrie and her mother. Amen. Sister Frierson's mother. Who will take those prayer requests and pray for those persons? Amen. Ambassador Nick, Bernita Friars, and Dr. Mary Lacey, and Sister Carrie, and Sister Bernita Friars' mother. Amen. Ambassador Nick. Who would pray for those persons? Come on, saints. Come on. We help us one to another. Amen. And pray for those persons. Amen. Even if you pray a general prayer, come on.
God bless you, Chief Ambassador, Ambassador Feinstein here. I had stepped away from the phone. I got a call from my doctor giving me a good, clean bill of health, and I thank God for that. But I will, I can pray. Who are the prayer requests?
Ambassador-elect Bernita Frierson, her mother, and Sister Carrie, Carrie, amen, and Dr. Mary Lacey. And we pray for these persons.
Praise God. Missionary Frierson, Elect Lacey, and Sister Carrie.
And her mother.
Her mother.
Ambassador Elect Frierson's mother.
Yes.
Okay.
God bless you. Thank you. Father, we thank you right now, oh God. We honor you, Lord Jesus, for your healing virtue. Thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for another day. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for how you kept us all night long and watched over us while we slumbered and slept. We ask your forgiveness. Glory to God. Right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, O God, for forgiving our sins, our iniquities in Jesus' name. We ask your covering right now, Lord God. Let your manifestation of your Holy Ghost, O God, rain miracles in our lives on the people of God, Lord Jesus. Touch and heal Missionary Frierson. Touch right now, oh God, everywhere she hurts, wherever the need is, Lord God, we ask that you touch and move her and on her behalf in Jesus' name. Look back over her life, oh God. Remember the life that she has lived, Lord God, and give her favor for the days, oh God, that she has bowed down before you. Favor, Lord God, that she has pushed a plate away for you. Favor, Lord God, hallelujah, because she's been faithful to you in Jesus' name. Look on her right now, Lord Jesus. Heal and touch. Bless, oh God. Even the finances, Lord Jesus, touch right now, Lord. Touch in Jesus' name. Bind the enemy that comes to hinder. Ambassador-elect Pastor Lacey, touch, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Remove the obstacles in her life, Lord God. Bless, Lord, in Jesus' name. Touch Sister Carrie, oh God. Hallelujah. Let a miracle fall afresh upon her. Look on her right now, Lord God. Bless this day in Jesus' name. Give her joy, unspeakable joy. And, Lord God, you are the great physician. And, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for your blessing, for your healing, for your touch in Jesus' name. Touch, oh God, even in the financial areas, in Jesus' name, in the home, oh God.
Yes,
traveling up and down the highways and the byways. Touch and heal, Lord God. Give them favor, Lord Jesus. Let your mercy and grace be with them, Lord God. Let goodness and mercy follow them all the days of their lives. Hallelujah. And, Lord God, we ask that you bind the devil, bind the devil, bind the devil, bind the devil. Let them cry out, oh God, to you. Let them call to heal. To the heels, what coming to help? Let them be the apple of your eye, oh God, and keep them under the shadows of your wings in Jesus' name. From the wickedness, oh God, that oppresses them, from the deadly enemy, oh God, that come to compact them about. Bless and heal, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. No God like you. You are God, Jehovah, Hanaha. In Jesus' name. Lord, we ask for it. Yes, 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 yes. We see the power. We send the miracle. We send the blessing. We send your favor. We send your healing. Ambassador, oh God, Stearns, in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Lord God, work it out, work it out, work it out.
Work it out.
Mighty name, move upon your people, oh God. Touch Mother Johnson, oh God, the mother of the nation. Touch, oh God, give us strength and a